State licensing boards set up criminal checks for healthcare professionals. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. The Department of Consumer Affairs has ordered the state's healthcare licensing boards to gather fingerprints for all of their licensees. Applicants will also have to report whether they've been convicted of a crime since the last time they renewed their license. The department says more than 100,000 licensed healthcare workers are practicing with no prints or criminal records on file with their boards. DCA spokesperson Luis Farias.
The Department of Consumer Affairs feels very strongly about making sure that consumers have full confidence in the health professionals that they visit when needs arise, whether it be a doctor, a nurse, a dentist, that these professionals are going to do right by them and their families and are not going to present any danger whatsoever to them.
The new regulations were prompted in part by a Los Angeles Times series about dozens of healthcare workers who were able to keep their jobs in public hospitals and clinics despite being convicted of sex offenses, drug use, embezzlement, and other crimes. It found that some healthcare workers had multiple convictions. The Center for Public Interest Law at the University of San Diego has also been pressuring the state to tighten up criminal background checks. Administrative Director Julianne D'Angelo Felmuth says many people assume that if a nurse or doctor has some sort of criminal conviction, their agency would automatically pull their license.
In fact, that's not true. Agencies are only allowed to take disciplinary action or deny a license because of a criminal conviction if that conviction is substantially related to the particular profession that we're talking about. So for a physician, a DUI, driving while under the influence type conviction, a drug conviction, any kind of physical assault type conviction, those kinds of convictions would be considered related to a medical license. All licensees who have been fingerprinted, those fingerprints are housed in a state database and also a federal database. And if that licensee who has been fingerprinted ever gets arrested or convicted of a crime in the future, the licensing agency will receive an automatic notice. But folks who have not been fingerprinted, and for some of these agencies, that might be 50-70% of their licensees, depending on when they started mandatory fingerprinting, those agencies are not receiving that automatic notification.
The Dental Board has been fingerprinting its licensees since 1984. Dean Chalioff, Vice President of Public Policy with the California Dental Association, says many of the dentists who were licensed before that time are no longer in practice. His group is working with the Dental Board to figure out how to round up prints from the thousands who are.
I mean, one of the things that the Dental Board talked to us about preliminarily was that if, in fact, this did become a requirement, could they set up a system to do it at some of our meetings? We do a lot of continuing education, and many dentists from throughout the state attend those meetings, and we'd certainly be willing to talk to them about working with them in that regard to make sure all dentists comply with the requirement.
Another issue raised by the new regulations is just how far back criminal checks will go and how that information will be used. Last November, the state issued an emergency regulation requiring the Board of Registered Nursing to get fingerprints from all RNs licensed before 1992, when fingerprinting was first required by that agency. Deborah Berger, president of the labor union, California Nurses Association, agrees that the regulations will protect the public, but doesn't want to see nurses punished unnecessarily.
We want to ensure that nurses aren't losing their license because of an old, either a conviction or an arrest or any one of the number of reports that could show up on the Department of Justice's background check. We want to make sure that there is a reviewing body, that the BRN is able to have access to these Department of Justice reports so that they can individually review the case, meet with the nurse, and make sure that nurses are protected as well.
Farias and Felmuth say former convictions will be considered on a case-by-case basis.
You know, we're not talking about going back and penalizing people who have 20-year-old convictions for youthful indiscretion type crimes like marijuana possession or something like that 20 years ago with no subsequent history of any problem. We're not talking about taking licenses away for something like that.
I mean, obviously, it shouldn't discourage people. What you did, you know, in your college or high school years, should not discourage people from applying for a license, because then the board and the bureau will look at the merits of that application. They'll obviously, you know, go back and look at what the individual did, if it was, you know, substantially related to what they're going to be doing and things of that nature.
The DCA is also asking licensing boards to post the entire text of any former or pending accusations filed against a licensee on the board's website. Some healthcare associations say that could raise libel issues. Currently, the State Medical Board and the Board of Podiatry are the only ones that post information on their websites about their members' criminal history. Each of the licensing boards will meet to decide how to enforce the regulations and consider whether to raise licensing fees to cover the cost. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.